This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Rezazi welcoming you to the Tafsir Bites. Assalamu alaikum. Tafsir Bites, this is session number 13, inshallah ta'ala. This is our session or our series, which we've started in the beginning of this Ramadan. You know, it's a short, sweet tafsir program, you know, series. So I'm just going to give you like a minute or two for more people to join, inshallah. Alaikum salam. Good. So you can see the difference between Instagram and Facebook, because I have Facebook still here alive and I have Instagram as well, alhamdulillah. So I'm live using both platforms, whichever is convenient. I did some research, just so people know, I did some research on people using Instagram, and a lot of people complained about it. You know, it's not only me. People who are using these lectures on Instagram, a lot of them are complaining the fact that, you know, Facebook has been cutting, and you know, and they're having difficulties with it for some reason. But alhamdulillah, we have another platform. You know, we have Instagram and Facebook. This session is called Tafsir Bites, right? Tafsir Bits. So this is only, I don't take questions now. This is a session with, this is session number 13. And those of you who are new to this platform, so we have, alhamdulillah, two programs on a daily basis. We have Tafsir Bites, you know, starting at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And then we have the End of Time. You know, that's the mashallah, the very hot, you know, topic, very successful, mashallah. And that's at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right? 6 p.m. Eastern Time for the End of Time. So these are the couple of programs that we've been running, alhamdulillah. So Tafsir Bites, my brothers and sisters, welcome all of you. Welcome all of you. May Allah bless you all. Today, inshallah ta'ala, yesterday was with Surah Al-An'am, right? Surah Al-An'am, the cattle. We finished it. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be talking about Surah Al-A'raf. Surah Al-A'raf. So I always say, and I need to remind you as well, if you, it would be really helpful if you have a notebook and a pen handy, inshallah, so you can maybe take some notes, bi'idhnillah, all right? Surah Al-A'raf. Surah Al-A'raf is Surah number 7. And how many verses? 206 verses. It has 206 verses. So it is considered to be from the Al-Sab'a Tawal. Al-Sab'a Tawal are the 7 long ones, right? There's 7 long surahs that go above 100 ayah. And Surah Al-A'raf is one of them. Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, Al-Ma'idah, Al-An'am, Al-A'raf, and then Surah At-Tawbah. Right? These are the seven long surahs. Surah Al-A'raf is considered to be from the 7 long ones. Also, it's located between Juz 8 and 9. In terms of its location in the Mus'haf, in the Qur'an, it's between Juz 8 and 9. So it's number 7, right? In the sequence of the Qur'an, the way it is, you know, it is verse, you know, surah number 7. And it has 206 verses. And it's located between Juz 8 and 9. It is a Mekki surah. Surah Al-A'raf is a Mekki surah with the consensus, meaning that it was revealed in Mecca, except the few ayat that were revealed in Medina. But the majority of the surah, right, is revealed in Mecca with the consensus. And it is called Al-A'raf because Al-A'raf is mentioned in it. And Al-A'raf, according to the majority of the scholars and, you know, those that have explained the meaning of Al-A'raf, you know, it's a mountain. It's a mountain that's, in fact, is between Jannah and Jahannam. It's a mountain between Jannah and Jahannam. And it is, and that mountain, who will be on that mountain or on top of that mountain? The people, subhanAllah, whose hasanat equal their sayyat. people whose hasanat will be equivalent to the sayyat, and in that 50-50, they will be there, you know, standing on al-A'raf until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to admit them into Jannah eventually. But this is why the surah is called Surah Al-A'raf. Is there any virtues regarding Surah Al-A'raf, like Surah Al-Baqarah or Al-Fatiha, or Al-Mu'awwidat? No, there's nothing particularly about the surah that, you know, in terms of virtues, other than it is from the seven long ones. With regard to the asbab al-nuzul, before we go to the asbab al-nuzul, tartib al-surah, you know, we said there are 114 surahs in the Quran, 114 surahs. Surah al-A'raf is 38, number 38, right after Surah Sa'd and before Surah al-Jinn. This is in terms of its revelation. In terms of its revelation, the number is 38, right? 38, and right after Surah Sa'd and before Surah al-Jinn. It was revealed before Surah al-Jinn. Is there asbab al-nuzul? Asbab al-nuzul of the surah, or the reason why the surah was revealed, there are mostly three asbab, three reasons as to why the surah was revealed. And there's one, and I will talk into the detail about this, about the asbab al-nuzul, the reason why this surah was revealed. There are three, as I said, three sabab or three reasons. One of them had to do with al-jahiliyyah, people of jahiliyyah, people of, you know, in the day of ignorance, and some of the ibadah that they used to do, you know, some of the wrongs that they used to do. Number two, talking about the al-mushrikeen, you know, non-believers, and number three, talking about the Yahud. These are the asbab al-nuzul, the reason why the surah was revealed. The surah, my brothers and sisters, has a matla, the introduction of the surah. The introduction of the surah, it starts with Alif Lam Mim Sad. Alif Lam Mim Sad. So what do we call Huruf al-Tahajji? MashaAllah alayk Khadija, very good. You know, it's called Huruf al-Tahajji. So it starts with Huruf al-Tahajji. Anything that starts with Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim Sad, Alif Lam Ra, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad, Sad by itself, right? Hamim. It's called, you know, it's called, these are Huruf al-Tahajji. So the surah starts with Huruf al-Tahajji. Alif Lam Mim Sad. كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين. So it talks about, you know, the day of judgment, the deception of the shaitan, how to protect one, you know, yourself from the attacks of the shaitan. It talks about, you know, قصة Adam as well, the story of Adam عليه السلام. And he talks about as well the mission of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? It talks about the mission of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam. So let's go talk about the detail of the surah, insha'Allah ta'ala. The surah, my brothers and sisters, in terms of content, it's split into three sections or three main topics. Talking about, you know, prompting people to follow the revelations, you know, follow the Prophet Muhammad and follow the revelations. And also it talks about the how people, you know, at the time, they you know, in terms of receiving the revelation, some people believed and some did not believe. So Allah talks about these, you know, their cases, the cases of the people who believed and those who did not. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the guidance and delusions. What are the means of guidance and what are, you know, the ways of delusions or darkness? Because they're either, you know, they're two things. People who are in light and people who are in darkness. The opposite of light is darkness. The opposite of guidance is delusion or darkness. So Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about that as well. let's go more into the details, inshallah ta'ala. I said there are three sections. Section number one starts from verse number one to verse number 58. Verse number one to verse number 58. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it starts with, you know, talking about, again, darurat ittiba' al-wahi, the necessity of following the revelations. Following, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent prophets. And with these prophets, he sent, you know, certain, some of them, you know, they came with, of course, revelations, with books. Some of them came with divine books. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about the necessity of following these, you know, the revelations and the consequence or the consequences of those who wrong the prophets or those who don't believe in the prophets. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ قَائِمُونَ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla gives examples of how many tribes, how many qariya before, how many people before, you know, they Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed. So he's giving this example. People who, you know, prophets were sent down to them with revelations, and then they disbelieve in their prophets, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, destroyed these tribes and these, you know, and these towns. All this, you know, from verse number 1 to verse number 58. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks in this first section about something that we need to take really heed of. When you go to the masjid, inshallah ta'ala, very soon we'll be going back to our masajid. Or even when you stand to pray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. O you people, O son of Adam, take your adornments when you go to the masajid. You know, sometimes you see people go and, you know, just put their abaya on, or they put their something on. Okay, I'm going to the masjid. Yahi, you're not going to, and if you were to go to meet a queen or a king, you put your most beautiful adornments, your most beautiful garments. But when you go to the masjid, ya hayallah, some people come to the masjid, I've seen them wearing pyjamas. Like, you know, the pyjama pants. Wearing pyjama pants. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. O you son of Adam, take your adornments when you go to the masajid. So this is something beautiful, something interesting, something nice. That also helps in our in khushu' in salah. It really, there's a difference between somebody praying with their pyjamas or praying with any clothes on, and somebody putting their nice garments, and then they're praying, they're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying. It helps, ya akhi, sister, brother, it helps in your concentration, your salah. When you wear something tight, you're not able to make, you know, some of the youngsters, they have difficulties, you know, they have difficulties. You see them praying, and then they're fighting with their shirts from the back. And from their pants, you know, the pants, the low pants, the low short, right? And then you see them, you know, subhanAllah, yani, fighting with their, you know, tuck the shirt in, tuck it out, tuck it in. You know, but if you wear something comfortable, you won't have that problem. So this imam, he saw this guy, you know, in the masjid. He was making ruku', but because he was wearing a very tight pants, he could not make full ruku'. He was like half ruku', like, you know, half. He was not going all the way down. So he went to him and he said, my son, you know, when the Prophet says, you know, according to Abu Huraira in this hadith, that, you know, when you make ruku', you make sure that your back is kind of like straight, like this. Not like, you know, when your back should be flat, you know, like this. So the little boy, he went to make that, next salah, he came to pray with his tight jeans again, or tight pants. So he made that rukur. He tried to make it. And then his pants tore from the back. You know, just broke from the back. And then you see, is Abu Huraira happy now? This is what the guy said. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Is Abu Huraira happy now? You know? Then if you were to wear something comfortable, you won't have that problem. Right, you won't have that problem. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Take your adornments when you go to the masjid. Take your beautiful clothing when you go, you know, when you pray, when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the Allah Azza wa Jalla also talks in this first with regard to the story of Adam alayhi salam, the story of Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the first section of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد خلقناكم ثم صورناكم ثم قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم ثم قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس لم يكن من الساجدين. Allah عز وجل here in the first section of Surah Al-A'raf, he talks about the story of Adam alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, and then he told the angels to make sujood to Adam alayhi salam, and then as you all know the story, all the angels, they made sujood to Adam alayhi salam, except Iblis lam yakun min as-sajidin, except Iblis, who refused to make sujood to Adam alayhi salam. And that conversation that happened between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Iblis, when Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, kicked him out from Jannah, and then he asked for that, you know, for a chance. He asked for Allah Azza wa Jal to, you know, keep him until the end of time. So Allah Azza wa Jal fulfilled his request. You know, قَالَ رَبِّي, he says, "Oh my Lord, قَالَ رَبِّي أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ." Wait, you know, until the day يُبْعَثُونَ, until the day of judgment. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, then you are, you know, you have your request been fulfilled until the end of time. And then Iblis alayhi salam, he made that oath that he shall deviate, you know, all the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except those who are sincere. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. So this conversation also happens, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions it in the first section of Surah Al-A'raf. And then you have the second section and the third section, and those inshallah ta'ala will talk about them tomorrow inshallah, because I want to keep this thing, you know, short and sweet inshallah. So we'll finish the second section and the third section of Surah Al-A'raf tomorrow inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah khair. Now I can maybe take a couple questions, if you have any questions inshallah, just related to what I've spoken about so far, inshallah, from this surah. And if you don't have any questions, then I will meet you later on today at 6 o'clock, inshallah, for the end of time series. The end of time. And this most probably will be the final section or the final session of the end of time. Most likely, it will be the final session of the end of time, inshallah, ta'ala. So you do not want to miss it, inshallah. Alrighty? Okay. Any questions? If you have no questions, then I let you rest, inshallah ta'ala. Those of you who have broken their fast, may Allah accept, you know, your fasting. Those of you who have not broken their fast yet, may Allah Azza wa Jalla accept your fasting as well. And those of you who are about to break their fast, inshallah ta'ala, make some dua. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept it from you, inshallah ta'ala. Alrighty, brothers and sisters, this is the end of our session. You can always go back and watch it if you've come in late. It will be on my stories on Instagram, also saved on my Facebook as well. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.